Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
People, Power, and Politics. This is Victoria Falk, and today we are joined by the founder and president of the Black Institute, Ms. Bertha Lewis. Welcome, Bertha.
Oh, thank you so much, Victoria, for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm really hoping you can help us shed some light on this ranked choice voting.
Well, I hope so, too, because it's important.
Well, as we're preparing for the upcoming elections, there's still a lot of controversy and confusion. And if you could just give a quick and easy definition so that our voters can understand what exactly is ranked choice voting.
Okay. Well, first of all, for all of the listeners there, know this. It is the law. This is now how we vote. And don't let anybody try to tell you it's a different way. This is now the new way of voting. It is the law. But you know, ranked choice voting is kind of simple. I know people have tried to confuse you, but it's very simple. Okay, when you go to the supermarket, you have a choice, and you might be shopping for tomatoes or onion, and you look at it and you decide, I like this one, this one, this one, this one. We make choices every single day of our lives, whether we're choosing the outfits that we're going to wear, the foods that we're going to eat, the furniture that we're going to buy. So think of it like that. It is your choice. Number two, you know, people used to always say, oh, I got to choose between the lesser of the two evils. Oh, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. I don't need to vote. It's already decided. Well, guess what? That no longer applies. Now, every single vote counts. And you can choose to rank up to five people. However, if you only want to vote for one, that's your favorite, you can do that too. You have more freedom. So you put down, you know, candidate A, you like candidate A the best. So you mark them. That's my number one. But I kind of like candidate B. So candidate B is my number two, because I like both of them. Now you can just do one, you can do two, but especially this year, there's so many people running that you can actually put one, two, three, four, five. You can only pick one in one category. But again, it is the law, it is your choice, and you can rank them by preference. Because a lot of times, we should have the freedom to like more than one. And that is it. It is very, very simple. Vote for one, or vote up to five, and you rank them in the order of your preference.
Now, Bertha, if I just want to pick one person, and let's say I like Eric Adams, am I helping others if I do so?
Well, I like Eric Adams too. So, you know, if you want to pick Eric and all the other people, you're not feeling them, fine. Eric Adams, number one. You can do that. If you kind of like one of the others, you can put them down as number two. But if you are really passionate about one person, you have the freedom just to vote for that one. They are the one that I want, and they are my number one.
Now, Bertha, we have some folks in the Black community that still are a little leery about voting with the ranked choice system. So what do we say to these people to let them know that their vote is important?
Well, first of all, it is the law. This is the law now, and this is the way to vote. And here is why your vote is so important. For years, I have been turning out people to vote in elections, and I've heard it over and over again. Oh, my vote doesn't count. Oh, it's already been decided. Oh, there's, you know, the people that are running, I don't like. I have no choice. I'm not going to vote. Well, now you don't have an excuse, because with right choice voting, every single person that goes in that voting booth, your vote counts. Your number ones count, your number twos count, your number threes count. So even if you're voting for someone that's number four, that vote actually counts. You don't just wind up with no choice or choosing the lesser of the two evils. And especially this year, as I've said, you might have someone running in your local election. There could be 10 people running. So you get to be able to say, I like this one, this one, this one. I don't like that one. And you don't put them down. But now you have a real choice, a real voice, so that you can actually say, this is my preference. And here's what's really important. As I said, for years, I've been working on many campaigns. And I have to tell you, I am tired of people getting elected with only 10%, 12%, 20% of the vote. That's not democracy. That doesn't have as many people as possible voting. Why should I have someone representing me when only a handful of people voted for them? That is why this is important. Finally, the voters count. Finally, your vote is really important. Finally, especially for Black people and people of color. You know, there was a time when there was a group over here, and maybe they were religious, or maybe they were of another race, and they would come out, and their vote might overshadow the vote of Black and brown people. Not anymore. With ranked choice voting, no one group can overshadow anyone else. It is true democracy, one person, one vote. And I support ranked choice voting because I think it is a better system, and it is to the advantage of Black and brown people that I care about. Finally, our votes will really matter.
Well, you mentioned Black and brown people that you care about. I happen to care a lot about immigration. And people like candidates because of issues. Now, I don't like Eric Adams on immigration, but I like Stringer on immigration. Who should be ranked number one?
Well, you have to look at, so you might like, say there's two or three or four different things that you like Stringer on. But you like Eric because just this one thing that you don't quite like, say, on immigration. This way you can weigh, you know, what are the things that I like the most? Who am I in agreement with more than the other person? But again, when you go number one, number two, your number one and number two might be sending a message. Hey, I like you both. You know, and I wish I could combine you both, you know? And Because, you know, other people might say Stringer's number one, Eric's number two, and vice versa. But again, this is saying to you who has the most. Because again, you have to be a person that gets to 50% plus one in order to win. Okay? Again, not, you know, 10% or 20%. You've got to get the most. So you've got to appeal across a broader spectrum of the folks in your district. Now, I don't think, quite frankly, any politician is perfect. And I have never been in perfect agreement. I mean, Joe Biden is now the president. And some people who were like, well, I didn't like this and I didn't like that. But overall, people liked more of the things that they liked about him than the things that they didn't.
Yes.
And then again, you know, that politician is able to see, maybe I ought to pay more attention to this one thing. I might have won. I got 50%. Right. You know, so I got the majority.
So they say, it's making them think further.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
well,
again, they've got to explain themselves.
Right.
So, Eric, you know, what's up with this immigration piece?
What's up with it, right? Well, I wish we had more time, Bertha, so that we could ask him, what's up with immigration, Eric Adams? We know you're listening. What's up with that?
But yeah, I just, Stringer, what's up with the money, man?
But we don't have the time to do that today, but I would love to be able to ask him that question. So put a bug in the ear. But in the meantime, just want to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with our audience. Appreciate you.
And I am so happy that you have me on.
Thank you so much for joining us.